What's going on, guys? This is Mitch Winstead. You are listening to episode one of my first podcast. I am your host, and thank you guys for tuning in. So let's jump right into this thing here. I really want to talk to you guys about the reason why I got rid of my social media accounts and the positive outcome that it's actually had on my life. I got rid of TikTok like 3 days ago, and it's already made my mind so much better, and I'm not taking in such negative content like girls shaking their ass half naked on there, negative podcasts, stupid skits, just watching dumb ass shit that you don't even need to be watching. And the fact of taking that content into your mind, it's just horrible for you. And just the fact of scrolling TikTok in general, I get it. Like, people get addicted to the dopamine factor of scrolling, and what they see something new every 10 seconds. So that's why people get so addicted to TikTok and any social media platform, really, for that matter. I've noticed while using TikTok that I was getting to the point where I could not even watch full-length movies anymore or full-length TV shows. I would get halfway into the movie and I would just hop on my phone, get on TikTok. While the movie's still playing, I would let the movie run and I would not let the movie finish itself. And I was starting to just, like I said, just jump on TikTok. I never could finish a full-length show or film any longer. And I'm so glad to finally say that cutting out all these apps, I've actually gotten back to that now. I actually can watch full-length movies and TV shows again. And I don't need that quick dopamine from scrolling TikTok and seeing all that, again, trash content. It's not positive content. Barely anything on TikTok is positive content. I mean, yeah, there are some positive influences on there, and they try to steer you in the right direction, and for that, that is positive. If you're watching good content and you're building your algorithm to watch good content, then it's not really going to affect you as much because you're mainly watching good, positive content. And the algorithm knows what you watch. So when you watch something, it's going to keep adding that to your algorithm. The more you watch something, for example, you start watching skateboarding videos. The more you watch skateboarding videos, the more skateboarding videos are going to be produced into your algorithm. The more you watch videos of women shaking their ass or something like that, the more videos of women shaking their ass and being sexual and doing all these sexual things is going to come into your algorithm, and that is negative for you. It's basically the equivalent to softcore porn, and you need to cut out porn and masturbation in general, because I find that when I did this and became celibate, that it really has opened my mind in new ways possible. I'm more confident than ever, and I feel so much stronger in my body. I feel so much better in my health, and it's amazing what it can do if you just take a step back from social media. And I really want to get into this because I'm sure a lot of you are like, how's he going to promote his music and stuff? Well, I'm also stepping back from music, because this is a dream I have followed my whole life, pretty much. I mean, ever since I started music, I never stopped. While all my friends went away and did their thing and got married and all of that, I worked my ass off and I tried to pursue this dream. And unfortunately, I'm just finally realizing that it's not that I'm not that good, but it's the people in this town and everything, they just don't give me a chance. Like, I've been trying to get gigs for I don't know how long, and I haven't been able to do that in this town where I currently live because I am an instrumental artist, and they think I've proven over and over again that I can actually build and get a huge audience to cheer for me, where the same audience would cheer the same way if there was vocals and a full band. That's how powerful I am with music, because if I can bring an audience to be cheering that loud, the same amount as a full band, that really says something about me as a musician. But unfortunately, these venues have seen me do this in person at open mic nights and stuff, and they still won't give me a chance. So Again, and that's another thing. That's another reason social media was bad, for me anyway. I was posting content after content after content after content. I was running my mind dry, and I couldn't do it anymore. I was running out of music ideas. I was making myself tired of music, and I am tired of music. I'm like slowly getting worn out from music, and this is why I want to step back, and this is why I want to pursue other things that I have going on in life. Because, for example, I want to start a business right now. This is something I've really been trying to do, and I wanted to talk to you guys about this because I'm not going to do this if I don't have the support. Because I was thinking about starting a t-shirt company or a clothing company, and I've already got a design artist ready in the works. I've already got a printing person ready in the works. I've got all of it lined up. But I don't want to pursue it if I'm just going to be out money like I was music. I spent $800 on my song, The Promise. That is insane. Like, I know, like, when you're coming to an actual studio, that's nothing. But when you're doing it in your own home studio, then you hire musicians and you pay for the music video and all this, et cetera, stuff, it adds up really quickly. And that's why I've had to learn everything, pretty much. I've had to learn how to mix and master. I've had to learn video editing. I've had to learn every side of music that I could possibly learn. I've learned graphic design. I've learned all these skills because of music. And I've met amazing people through music that I'm forever grateful for. Although a lot of them are no longer in my life, it was still nice to meet them and share knowledge with them for the time that I did know them, as I've already seen a lot of them start to unfollow me, which, again, followers and views and all that, it's not important. It never has been important. The craft of music is more important than your followers. And what am I trying to say? The craft of music is more important than your followers, your views, and any your comments, your likes. It's more important than any of that. You have to love what you're doing, and you have to have passion for what goes into the music. If you don't, you're just going to have a song that sounds like you didn't care about it and you just released it. And when you're releasing, as I've learned in the past, when you're releasing song after song after song after song, you'll start to listen to those songs and be like, man, I was not feeling this at all. I just made this to get it out and make a profit. And that's another thing, another reason I'm stepping back from music. I've only made when I will say it's not about money either, but I've only made like $5 for my music ever. And I've decided maybe I'm just not that good, but I've worked my fingers to the bone, and that's pun intended, because I really have. I've taught myself guitar. I've taught myself an instrument called a Grand Rocco. I've taught myself a lot of stuff when it comes to music. And it's just time to take a step back. And I really want to talk to you about that clothing company, because it's something I really want to pursue. And I want to pursue it out of my new place. And we're going to get into that first. We're going to get into that in a second. I want to talk to you about moving and all that. That's coming too. But I, like I said, I would need your support 100% if I'm going to do this, because I will be out so much money if this doesn't work. Like, I am going to try basically to build a business, to build a clothing brand. And I've never given up on anything I have ever done in life. I have always pursued it and saw it out until the very end, until I couldn't do it anymore, pretty much. And I think another thing when it comes to social media is the blue light. Like, when you wake up first thing in the morning, why do you wake up and you get on your phone first thing? Social media. Because you want to see your likes. You want to see your comments. You want to see your new followers. This is something that is horrible for you because you're taking in blue light the second you wake up. And blue light is terrible for you. I, myself, personally, would rather wake up, not so much anymore because I wake up and go to the gym at 5 a.m., but so I'm usually up by like 2:30. So I don't really see much of the sun, but I myself personally would like to wake up and see the sun. Like, on days I don't go to the gym, I'm usually up at the same time, but sometimes I do sleep in and I do wake up to the sun, and it's actually very nice. It's very nice, and the energy is really nice, and it just feels great. Everything feels great about that, because I don't even have my phone near my bed anymore. I keep it like on the windowsill now, so I can't wake up and grab it first thing in the morning. Although now I have no reason to, because I literally have Instagram and that's it. So that's another positive side to just one social media account. I don't need to check it every 5 seconds. And another thing I noticed that was coming through those social media accounts and having social media, I was becoming a very, I'm not even sure why. I mean, I think Snapchat was a huge cause of it. But I was becoming this very sexual type person that I was not crazy over. And I did not like it at all, because I have never been that way in my life. And it could be something resulting from all the relationships and heartbreaks that I've had in the past. Just like looking into the mirror, I used to see this skinny guy in the mirror, and it's been taking me a while to get back to having the confidence that I do now. But now I'm positive about who I am as a person and everything that I do in life, because let me tell you this, I am a damn cool person. The fact that I play music, I do graphic design, I can play keyboard, I can do videography, I can do video editing. I'm not going to list everything that I can do. I can do skateboarding. Like, these are things that I am as a person, and I am a damn cool person. And if you don't like that or anything about me, then please just leave my life, because I don't need your negative energy in it anymore. This is a serious thing when you're talking about this, because when you're hanging around negative people, it's going to bring negative energy into your life, and you don't want that. Why would I want to be hanging? I understand why people left my life now when I was in this depressed mood that I thought I was in. I was never really depressed, because my mind was telling me I was depressed and I felt that way. But if you change your mindset and you change the way you think, you won't be depressed. So this is what I'm trying to get at here. But I understand now why so many people left my life, because I was dragging them down with my negative energy, and I was just probably making them feel miserable being around me. So now I guarantee I am an amazing person to be around with my confidence, my passion for everything I'm doing in life, every goal I have that I'm working towards. Everything about my life has become positive. And I really want to talk to you about moving, because that's something that's coming too. I know a lot of you know that I was planning on going to either Nashville or Memphis, Tennessee, because, you know, music. I was going to go for music. And Memphis still might be a choice, as I've actually found some actual houses over there that I might move into. But my number one place now is Bend, Oregon. And this place is gorgeous. And I've done a lot of research about Nashville and Memphis. And I feel Bend, Oregon, if I can actually find something and throw it all together pretty much and get over to Bend, Oregon, I feel my life will become incredible, especially without social media. My life will be changed, because the amount of hiking locations in Bend, Oregon, the only downside about Bend, Oregon is in the mountains, you have mountain lions, you have bears, you have wolves. So I could be torn to shreds, but it's such a glorious and beautiful looking place. And I feel that this is the right move. Bend is basically right above California, for those who don't know. And it is just a beautiful looking place. And I don't know, I really like everything I've seen there. I've really liked all the informational videos I've watched about Bend on YouTube. And I feel Bend, Oregon is the right way to go. It's about 42 hours away from where I live right now, or maybe it was even 48, but I'm pretty sure it was 42. So that's quite a hike. None of you could definitely come visit me unless you're staying with me for like 5 days. But that's in a way a good thing, because unless you're actually somebody that actually wants to be in my life, I don't have to worry about that anymore. And I've noticed a lot of you have left my life, and I've noticed that I'm pretty much on my own these days. And I get it. People have families and they're doing their thing and they don't have time for friends, I guess. But Also, when it comes to friendship and partners and stuff, you make time. If it's somebody that you really cared about in your life, you make time. But if this person doesn't mean anything to you, friendship, relationship, anything, you won't make time. You won't even answer a text message or a phone call because you don't care. And that is something I've learned very quickly when it comes to my old friends and friendships and stuff. I am always the one reaching out. I don't have anybody reaching out to me, pretty much. Occasionally, I'll have maybe once in a blue moon, I'll have somebody reach out to me. Other than that, I'm always reaching out to the other person. And I feel that's terrible. I really feel that's terrible. But I don't know. Memphis or Nashville still could happen if Ben doesn't work out. And Memphis is looking pretty promising too. So these are two on the platform that I'm really looking at. Memphis, I have a chance. I've already looked into. I have a chance of getting an actual house, which is something I really want to do. I really want to get a house. But Bend, rent is so cheap, and it's just unbelievable some of the things I've found in Bend, house-wise, apartment-wise. I mean, they have some beautiful apartments up in Bend, Oregon. So I'm not really going to be opposed to an apartment if it gets me to where I want to live, but my goal is to be in a house. And I think when it comes down to it, it's really all about the inflation, the prices, all that. And I know that's going to follow me wherever I go, but this is your government doing this to you. And everything the government says is a lie, and everything the news says is a lie. And I have 100% proof that I can back that up with. I will go find you any video online. Because when you're talking about our presidents of the United States and you're talking about our government, those are just chump people in the cameras. Those are not the people behind the curtains, and they are not the people controlling what is going on in our world today. They are just puppets, pawns, should I say, to be put in front of a camera to make you vote. But that is not who in charge. Who is in charge? The elite, the rich, the richer than Trump and all of them, the richer that make the moves, that make the rules, which they shouldn't make the rules, but they do make the rules. Like, they come up with the plans like COVID-19. They come up with the plans like the train derailments that are happening everywhere now. It's kind of funny. They're all right next to the water supply. I mean, if you can't put that together in your mind and see that they're literally trying to poison our water supply so we can't drink or anything like that, shower, bathe, anything like that, then you need a new awakening in your mindset, because these are things that are actually happening in the world, and you need to understand that all this stuff is not on accident. It's not. It is not on accident. It's all on purpose. Everything is planned. Everything is planned out for a reason by the government. None of it is an accident. And just like the Chinese spy balloon and stuff, I guarantee that was a distraction, because what was happening, what was going on during the Chinese spy balloon and stuff? Epstein's list. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name or not. I don't know. I don't follow media like that. But you guys know who I'm talking about. His list was coming out of all the celebrities that went to his island that raped little kids and little girls. And all this was going on while the Chinese spy balloon and all these train derailments started to happen, because they wanted to distract you from actually seeing that list. They wanted you to forget about it, just like they do everything else. Kind of funny how COVID-19 just disappeared out of thin air. I'm not saying it wasn't real. I've got COVID, but what COVID is basically just a cold. It's basically a cold. It's nothing more serious than that, or maybe it was for like elderly people, but for the most part, it was basically just the cold. And the media, this is where the news comes into play. The news hypes up these current events, should I say, and they hype them up so you believe everything is in danger. We're in a toxic environment. We need to shut ourselves in our houses. We need to wear these masks that absolutely don't protect us at all. Although I don't know, because Tokyo's always worn masks, and Tokyo is a huge part of something that I'd actually like to visit one day. And their culture has pretty much always worn masks, and it doesn't matter. That was before COVID-19. They would go around wearing like surgical masks. So that one's questionable, I guess. But still, it's not going to protect you from COVID-19 or sickness or anything when you got people touching stuff every single day in the grocery stores. You got people touching stuff in Walmart. You got people touching stuff in Target. Like, you're going to get it. It's not just going to, one mask is not going to help you. But anyway, my point is, it was all planned out, and everything that they do is planned out. We are jumping through topics here. Like, I have been off topic here. Like, I started with social media, and then I worked my way into, I don't know, moving and all that. It's been a wild ride so far. Now we're talking about the government. And honestly, Lord help us if Biden gets elected again, because the dude has no idea where he is. Like, some of the videos I've seen, I can't even believe are real. It's really sad and pathetic, and it's just, oh yeah, not good. It's really not good. But anyway, off politics, I want to jump into this topic. A lot of you got really mad at me when I started. I made a video about talking about guys these days wanting to go overseas instead of dating women in this country. And I think a lot of you got this mixed up, because I think a lot of you thought I was saying I want to do that, when really I was just stating the news. So a lot of you got mad, started unfollowing me, started calling me a misogynist. And you know what? I don't care if you call me a misogynist, because I know I'm not one. I've always treated women with respect, and I've always treated them right. And this is something I have people in my life that can back up, and they 100% can tell you that I've always treated women right, and I have never treated them unkindly, and that I've always respected their decisions and everything about the whole relationship, or even if we weren't in a relationship. I used to be that guy that would simp over females, and I used to like their photos, and I used to comment on beautiful, stunning, gorgeous. Like, I used to do all that, but I don't do any of that anymore, because I realize it brings no value to me as a man, and it only brings attention and validation to the female that is craving it. And mainly the ones that are getting mad are the women that are half naked on Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. And you tried to fight me on this, I guarantee I can go to your profile and I'll find your OnlyFans link in your bio. So this is something you don't want to fight me on, because a ton of them, a handful of them, you go to their Instagram or their TikTok and they have that link in their bio, and it is sad and it is pathetic, and I feel really sorry for the men that actually sit there and pay for that and buy that, because it means you can't go out. You can't go out and get a real date. You can't talk to a female, because when you're buying that content, that's what that means. It means you have no confidence in yourself, and you are just feeding yourself with pornography, and it's just very bad for your mind and your brain and your body even, because you're going to get worn out from that stuff. And I promise you, it got me in a really bad state. And I'm so glad that I'm finally over it. Like I said, I'm celibate, and I feel that was the right way to go. It's been a huge benefit into my life, making me feel absolutely happy and confident. And I just love feeling this way. It's like an energy that I can't even describe. And once you cut this stuff out of your life, along with drinking, alcohol, and all this negative stuff in your life, partying, clubbing, all this stuff that you don't need in your life, you will feel like a million bucks. And you have my word on that. You really have my word on that, because I feel amazing all the time. Even when I wake up, at 2:30 in the morning. I am at the gym by 5 a.m. There is a reason why I'm up at 2:30. Don't worry. Because I know a lot of you are probably like, 5 a.m., 2:30, that's insane. But no, there's a reason why I'm up at 2:30. But anyway, I'm up at 2:30 and I'm at the gym by 5 a.m. And this is something I have programmed into my mind. There are days I absolutely do not want to go to the gym, but I do it anyway. I am disciplined now. And discipline is a main part of life that you actually need. I am disciplined to go to the gym. I am disciplined. That's another thing. I wake up in the morning, first thing I do, I make my bed. Then I take my dog out. Then I get myself ready for the gym. Then I'm out the door, 5 a.m. I'm at the gym door waiting to be let in because it is discipline. And it is something that I definitely needed in life. And it's something that everybody needs in life. And I guarantee you add some discipline into your life, you're really going to see some improvements. And I think the toxicity comes down to my dating life, really. When we talk about me dating, it's been tough. I will say that I used to be this simp. I used to be this guy that would throw himself at women. And I used to be this, I guess what they call nice guy. But I used to be this guy that would, like I said before, like photos of girls, comment on their stuff, treat them very nice, spend money on them, take them out, even though I never even had a chance with them. And I did that for the longest time. And I think that's why a lot of people are mad at now that I'm seeing and discovering everything that I did back in the day. I think they're getting upset because I'm starting to discover what it was like being that guy. And every time I was that guy, I would get rejected. I would get heartbroken. I would get thrown to the side. I would get stomped on the curb. And yes, I'm going to keep going because it's a lot of shit. My heart got ripped out so much that I didn't even want to date anymore. And at this current time, I don't want to date anymore. Dating is something that's not even on my mind right now. And that's actually unusual for me because I absolutely used to love wanting to be in a relationship because I thought it would make it. It definitely makes me a better person when I am in a relationship. But at the same time, that's what I used to think. Now I am starting to become this person with a clean house, a clean environment, everything positive about myself, everything that I had back then when I thought, oh, the relationship was the cause of all this. It wasn't. It was me and my mindset. So now it's like I don't even want to date anyone right now. I am so happy being this new version of myself, and I am so happy working towards all my goals and everything that I've been trying to pursue, and I just feel great about that. And I think a huge part of that comes down to the gym. Like I was getting on to you guys about that discipline, it's something that has really added this value into my life that I needed, and it's something that I think a lot of you guys out there definitely need. And once you start to do it, you're really going to see those changes. And you have my word on that. But I want to take it back here for a second to the social media. I was in my vehicle the other day and I was on the road. And this woman, she started walking across the street, not paying attention. She was on her cell phone. And I'm sure it was on some social media app, just looking down, not even paying attention. She almost got hit. And I wanna say this, when I'm driving down the road, I always happen to see people looking down at their phones. And this is a problem because this is why accidents happen. This is exactly why car accidents happen. Social media is another cause of why car accidents happen. And because people aren't paying attention. They're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, probably more so TikTok these days. But what I'm saying is they're on Snapchat. Like, these apps are terrible. And once you cut them out of your life, I don't use my phone when I drive. I don't wake up to my phone. I barely even check my text messages now. which that one I probably should work on a little bit. But I am stepped so far back from my phone that I really don't even care if I even bring it with me anymore. That's how positive this outcome has been on me and how positive everything has turned around in life. And I used to think I needed Facebook for one person. It then became two people, but I used to think I needed this app for one person. But that one person chose to cut me out of their life, and they chose to do me dirty, and they chose to treat me in a way that I would never treat them. And I feel when it comes down to that decision, I'm glad I have finally discovered that I don't need that person anymore in my life. And if you're listening, I know you know who I'm talking about. And it feels great to not have to think about you in that way anymore. And it feels great that I'm just moving on with my life and doing everything that I want to do. And it seems like you found your happiness. So I 100% support that. And I 100% support anything you want in life, as I've always cared about you. And I'll never talk negatively about you. But I will say this, that if you do try to come back and enter my life, it's going to take a lot of work because of the decision that you made back in the day. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say on that topic right there. But that's something that's been eating at me that I wanted to get off my chest. And like I said, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about, and you know I'm talking about you. You're most likely probably not listening. But if you are, I just want you to know that when the future does bring this decision and you do try to come back and enter my life again, because you've already done it once, that I might not be there the way that I was there for you when the first time you tried to come back. I've discovered new things about myself that I am, like I said before, I'm a changed person, and I don't play those little games anymore, and I'm not going to play those little games anymore. So, like I said, you know who you are, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to bring up anything else into this podcast. I feel a lot of us just need to step outside and get some fresh air, and I feel like a lot of us need to just go up in the mountains and start hiking, and I feel that you would just see a new side of yourself that you've never seen before. I feel like it would really show you a version of yourself and something that you never thought you could do, like go up a mountain or hike up that steep hill. I feel like it would show you a version of yourself. And it's just as positive as the gym, because it's the equivalent to working out. In fact, it is a workout. Hiking is a workout, especially when you're going up steep mountains, because that is a lot of work. But anyway, guys, I think I'm going to cut this here. I'm running out of stuff to talk about, and I just really hope that you guys will stay with me and follow everything. Like I said, the clothing line, I really hope you guys will support that decision. I might put up one t-shirt and show it off, and that's still spending money, but at least it's one shirt compared to a bulk load of t-shirts and then nobody buy them. So that's something that I think I might do, so you guys can actually see the t-shirt, or maybe I might even just Photoshop the t-shirt. That way I don't have to go spend that money besides the logo. But I don't mind paying for the logo, because I feel like it's something that I really want to do. And I'm not going to say the name of the brand that I've come up with or anything like that, because I don't want people stealing it. But I guarantee it's something you guys will really like. And I want to go for like a vintage retro type line. Like that's what I really want to do. Like logo wise, not the clothing. And I really want my t-shirts to fit tight in the arms, like a muscular tee, like a more athletic t-shirt. And that's kind of like the line I kind of want to go towards. It's for male and female. It's not just one genre. That's how you know I'm a musician. No, gender. It's not just for one gender. It's 100%, it's going to be 100% unisex. And I don't know. I feel really confident about starting this business, and I feel really confident about this is the right direction to go. And who knows? I could be out a ton of money. I mean, that's really up to you guys and what you decide if you want to help me out and actually invest if you actually like my clothing line or my product. And I guess time will only tell when I actually release it and you guys will actually be like, hey, I want to order that. And I don't know. Like I said, I might order one for myself, start wearing around, see if people like it, see if people say, hey, where can I get that shirt? Sick. Stuff like that. Anyway, guys, that about wraps up this episode of this podcast. Tune in next time for a special guest that I'll be having on. And take it easy, have a good one, and keep on grinding.